What day?
For real Jews?
Before we begin the fourth Torah in Aras HaKadosh, I wanted to do just a small piece that was sent to you yesterday from Shiurim of Rav Moshe Shapiro Zichron Levracha. It was Yahrzeit, it was just a Sarbat Davis. So I hope you have that. It's where it says on top of the page, it says Yanasi B'Yavan, but Pasuk Kosuv Chai Hashem. If you don't have it, just it'll take a few minutes just to listen. Again, it would be kedai to take advantage of the things that are being sent out and just take a look before.
The website, you can sign on.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so you could sign on the website and then it comes to you automatically. Okay, Shkaich Mash David. But Pasuk Kosov Chai Hashem Asher Osa Lenus HaNefesh HaZayis. When we're talking about Chochmas HaKadosh, there's a lot to talk about, and it's important. I felt it's important to spend some time to lay the groundwork for the entire maimer of this whole maimer of Chochmas HaKadosh and Higoyin HaKadosh and Oros HaKadosh. The difference between Chochmas HaKadosh and Chol. To be ma'avdu makadosh l'chol. What is the meaning of the Chochma of Torah as opposed to Chachmas HaChol, and we're learning, Rav Kook is saying these are not enemies one with the other. It's on a deeper level. Of course, all of Chol is understood and seen differently from the perspective of Kodesh. So just this is the end of a longer Torah, just a piece of a longer Torah from Rav Moshe Shapiro. But I just wanted, I was learning this on Chanukah, the B'nu Shiurim that came out from Rav Shapiro, and I was learning this by Chanukah. And I felt it would be kedai just to do this little part before we move on to Dalet. It'll help us understand the fourth Torah also. So it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, there Tzidkiyahu is swearing to Yirmiyahu HaNavi that nothing's going to happen to him. He's not going to allow the people to kill him and so on. So Chai Hashem, Asher Osa Lanu S'Nefesh HaZayis. Chai Hashem. It's a lotion of a shua. As Hashem lives, Chai Hashem is also lanu s'nefesh hazos. So the shua is that as Hashem lives, also lanu s'nefesh hazos. That Hashem created the soul. Hashem is the creator of the soul. So bori ha'olam nota banu nefesh v'das. Hashem created within each and every one of us a soul and das and the ability to understand. Shal yoda anu koltim mischabim l'chachmas yisbarach. And each and every one of us was given a nefesh, was given das by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order for us to be able to be kailait, to absorb, u'mischabim l'chachmas yisbarach, in order to connect ourselves to Chachmas Hashem. Now, those Jews were wired a certain way. Everybody in the world has a certain... has a certain program that he was given, but a Jew was programmed in such a way with a certain type of an understanding, a certain type of a nefesh and of das, and the ability to absorb and the ability to understand the world and to understand everything in a certain way, according to Chachmas HaKadosh. Borei ha'olam gila es chachmasa b'Torah, and Hashem, the Creator, revealed his chachma in the Torah. The Gilas Chachmas B'Seda Habriya, and he revealed his Chachma in creation itself. Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. Kulam B'Chachma Asisa. And everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, he created B'Chachma. In other words, we have two main sources from where we're able to understand how to live, what's right, what's wrong. We have two Marmakimus. The first Marmakim, of course, is the Torah. That's the first Marmakim. That's the first place to look. That's the chachma of Bereshis Bar Elokim. The Targum translates chachma of the chachma. Chachmas HaTorah. And there's also Kulam Chachmas Yisa, the world. The world. Hashem created the world. V'chachma. So these are the two Makaris of Chachma. The Torah and the world. HaTorah Hi Chachmas Yisbarach B'tzura Achas. The Torah is the Chachma of Hashem in a certain surah. And that surah of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, the Chachma of Hashem. So we have to try in our lives to align our way of thinking, our minds, with Hashem's way of thinking. And Hashem's way of thinking is spelled out for us in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. This is how I think, and I want you to look at things and everything in this way, to think in this way. Kol habriya kula mitchilosa v'atzayfa. Gam hi kol kula gilu chachmas yisbarach. Now all of creation, everything that exists from the beginning to the end, from the tiniest little atomic particle to the greatest mountain and all the planets and everything and so on, everything is gilui chachmas yisbarach, is a revelation of Hashem's chachma. Kulam b'chachma asisa. Bari ha'olam noslanu das v'seichel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us das and seichel. Efsharus tfisa shal yada nuchal agalas es chachmaso, a way of thinking that's uniquely Jewish that we were given to be able to reveal his chachma, the hainu al yada nuchal es charba l'oisa chachma shabari ha'olam agal. The same way that Hashem Yisbarach gave us, each and every one of us, the ability to learn Torah, to understand Torah, and through learning Torah to understand Chachmas Hashem, and to be meschaber to Chachmas Hashem, the same way he did that, v'kach mitzura kazos Chachmas Yisbarach mi'ira banu v'anu mevinim, so that we are able to understand in everything in life Chachmas Hashem, kach kevyochel So Hashem revealed this to us in our das and our seichel through the Torah and through all of creation. And Hashem wants us and has commanded us to attach ourselves, to be metzarif ourselves, to connect ourselves and to join ourselves to that which He has revealed through the Torah and through the world. Kachi hatzura hanachona shel hadvar. That is the correct way. That is how you and I are supposed to live. Oysa das shabari ha'olam nosan lanu. This das that the Creator gave to us, the one who created, Chai Hashem she'oslam san nefesh azos, Hashem created the soul and created our minds. In Yonah l'schar b'letzarev zatzmenu el oisa gilui, He wants us, or this das, the purpose of this das is to connect ourselves to this gilui. U'ksha gilui chal banu mezgala lanu zoyis tachlisa shel oisa gilui nezgala kedei shuhu yezgala eleinu. So all of creation is like a book of Kulam Chachmas Yisa, and the nations of the world, they read the book in the way that they want. That's how they read the book, how they interpret the book, this world. Like we say in Tillim, we say in Davening on Shabbos, Hashemayim Misapim Kvod Kel, that the heavens are telling the story of Hashem's covenant. There are people that look at Shemayim, they look at the heavens, and they don't see anything about Hashem. They don't get that story. They don't see the story of Hashem. Hashem told us that as Jews, He gave us the Nefesh, the Das, and the Seichel, to read the story in a correct way, in an accurate way. We have the ability to read not only Chumash and Navi and Halacha and Gemara and Mishnayos and so on in a correct way. We were also given the ability to read the world in the correct way. There's a correct way to read the world. A Shemayim Misabim Kvod Kel. A person can look at Shemayim, can look at the world, and can look at all that exists, and not see that at all, not read that at all, not understand that at all. Hashem equipped each and every Jew with the nefesh, the das, and the seichel, not only to learn Torah and to understand Chochmas Hashem through the Torah, but to understand how Hashem is megala his Chochma through reading the world, through reading that book, that story of Hashemar Mesav and Kvayt Kel. Onu somim es atzmenu kach, she'oso gilu yizkayim, onu mamidim es atzmenu kach, shne kelim kedei shagili shabari oylem es kavim legalus yizkala. And we have to be kelim, that's the next page now, we have to be kelim. Our job is to be proper kelim that are going to be able to share with each other, with ourselves, and with the entire world, Hashem's reading, the correct tziruf of the oisius of the letters of creation. The way that Bezalel understood the letters to build the Mishkan, the letters of creation, that you and I should be mitzar of the letters of our lives, the letters of creation, and all that we see, that when you and I see something happening in the world, that we understand it through that perspective of Hashem's Chachma, which is Chachmas HaKadosh. In other words, when you and I are now seeing what's going on, even in the in this whole farce that's taking place with this impeachment, all this shtiyot that's going on, which is not even to talk in a shul about such shkarim and such shtiyot, is ridiculous. Just as a marshal, that when a Jew looks at this, we have to try to look at this and understand what is Hashem telling me? Like, what is the story with this? What's the story? To try to read what's happening. When a Jew sees something in his life, when he meets up with a certain person, whatever it is, this is all, this Hashem wants us to be, to use the das and seichel. He gave us what we need to understand his chachma for all that happens to us in life, and whatever we encounter in life, whatever we see in life. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? What's he saying through this whole circus of what's happening here? The Senate, you know, the Congress and the Senate, the whole thing. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? And we have to try to understand what's the bas kol? What's the Baruch Shalom? How do we interpret this story? How do we see this story? And the same way when I look at a tree, when I look at a child, when I look at the stars, I have to see this kulam chachma sisa. Hashem is being megala himself through that story, through that book that's called the world, creation. And I have to be mitzarif myself. I have to try to march in line, to try to understand what is that story that I'm, what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me? That's how a Jew thinks. That's what we're talking about. That's Chachmas HaKadosh. That's how a Jew is supposed to think. It's not two separate things. That there's Chachmas HaTorah, Chachmas Hashem, and then there's the world. Rav Kook is telling us that's Bechlal not. That's when you look at things that way, that's when you get into this whole inyan, ki'ilu there's a milchama between science and Torah. There's no milchama between science and Torah. There's no war between the Torah and science. Are there inaccurate ways that scientists are reading the world? Yes. Yeah. And one day they're telling you that if you have salt on your food, it's going to kill you. The next day they're saying the best thing you possibly have is salt. And even on simple things like that. Are there mistakes that are made? Of course there are mistakes that are made. They don't have seichel and das ha-Torah. They don't have the seichel, the nefesh of Torah. And they're doing their best using the kelim that they have to understand the world. But they're looking at the world as something which is separate from Chochmas HaKadosh. Rav Kook is saying there's no Melchama, there's Chochmas HaKadosh, and there's Kulam Chochmas Isa. There's a Chumash, there's a Gemara, and there's the world. Both of them you have to learn, you have to steig, and you have to learn properly. You have to steig in the world, and you have to steig in the Torah. You have to understand the world, you have to understand politics and science and music and art, but the way that you understand the world is only through Kulam B'Chochmas Isa, with the Seichel, the Das, the Nefesh that Hashem created in a Jew, which is Kodesh, which is holy, which comes from that place that we've been talking about the past few weeks. The highest place, higher than all the Shtalsos of all worlds, where a Jew has received that soul, that he received that unique way of seeing things. many times we discussed this in the past, that the Churban, Habayis, on a deeper level, which was brought about, as you know, the loss of Nevuah, the loss of prophecy, and our ability to see things in a clear way. And therefore, the Churban Habayis is really the Churban of the Aleph Beis. We spoke about that, because the Aleph Beis means, when you have a word, you spell it correctly, then you understand what it means. If you read the word, Abba, so you understand there's a tzir between an Aleph, a Beis, and an Aleph, and then Abba means a father, and you're spelling the word correctly. If somebody, lo aleinu, has, there are people who have in it, they have dyslexia, or they're not able to read the oisius in the proper order, right? It's a sickness, lo aleinu, that many people have, that they're not, that they have a problem with reading. So then they can look at this same word, Aleph, Beis, Aleph, and they're looking, they see a Beis, Aleph, Aleph, right? Now, it's supposed to say, someone's trying to tell you Abba. Somebody wrote on the paper, Abba. And they want you to think about your father, or be a father in heaven, your father on earth. They want you to think about Abba. This person with dyslexia, lo aleinu, he looks at this thing, he says, Ba. He sees Beis, Aleph, Aleph. Ba. And he's going, who's smite us? Ba. He thinks it's, he maybe thinks it's a sheep, a noise, ba. That's what that means. Or ba aleph. Or he thinks the aleph has arrived. Ba aleph. He's reading it wrong. It's not his fault because he has this problem. But he's reading the word the wrong way. So the author of this word is trying to say Abba. The person with this problem is reading it ba. It's two different things. So he's mitzarf the oisis in the wrong way. Churban habayis is the churban alabes. That's why Eicha is written in the order of aleph beis. Eicha yashva badad ha'ira basiyam. Right? Bochei sifka balayla. It's written in the order of aleph beis. And then when you get to the end of Eicha, everything is, the last parak, everything is mishkababel. Everything is totally crazy. Aleph beis is mixed up. Because from that time and on, we're not reading the world the way that we used to. The Nevi'im, the Nevuah, is a kach that the Jewish people have alone. There were instances like Bilam and so on. There were temporary heroes show where a guy was given the ability to see things. But it's different than the kach of Nevuah that only Am Yisrael has, Be'emes, Be'etzem, what a Jew has. The Navi was able to say, this is what Hashem is saying. Listen, Chevra, there's a story. You're getting mixed up with this. This is not what God is saying. That's not what Hashem is saying. And the Navi comes to be, like the Rambam says in Yisai Torah, that the Navi is coming to, the Navi is not coming to say something new. The Navi is coming to say, Chevra, this is the right way to read things. This is how you have to read it. You're reading things wrong. You're reading Shabbos the wrong way. You're reading tefillin the wrong way. You're reading husband and wife. You're reading it the wrong way. That's not what Hashem is saying. You're dyslexic. You're having problems with your reading. Your tzirufei ha'isis are messed up. Therefore, at the end of Eicha, all the letters of the alabes are messed up. All messed up. And then even before the end, you have the confusion with the order of the ayin and the pei, because the Meraglim came back and Omer b'fiyah mashal ro bei neyem. What does it mean? The Meraglim said Omer b'fiyah mashal ro bei neyem. So Tisha B'Av began with the Meraglim, right? When they came back and they came back with a report about Eretz Yisrael, but what they said was dyslexic. They came back with it and they read it wrong. The Baruch Shalom says Toiv Arutz Ma'od Ma'od, like Yeshua called, it's gevaldik. It's time to pack your suitcase. Let's go. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. Aretza Alina. Habaita. Right? And the Meraglim come back and they say, Nein, is this Azoi? Is Azoi? It's not really, what it really means, Eretz Yisrael, is that it's the end of Keshet Hashem. It's going to be our destruction. This is what Eretz Yisrael means. And the Baruch Shalom is saying, you mixed up the ayin and the pei. That's why in Eicha the two letters are ayin and pei are in the order of Aleves, the ayin and the pei become mixed up. Why? Because even before the last paragraph, where everything is mixed up, the ayin and the pei, because omru b'fiyem, mashallah, omru b'fiyem, mashallah, ro b'neyem. They said with their mouths, the pei, the letter pei is the mouth, omru b'fiyem, mashallah, ro b'neyem. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you saying? That's not what the Baruch Shalom said. Omer v'fi mashal roba b'neya. That's not the story. You know, so you read the story in the wrong way. And now you're going around, we do this all the time, people do this all the time. And now you're going around saying that this is the story. And Ki'ilah, Hashem said this story. Hashem never said that's not the Ma'isa. Hashem is saying the Shemaim and said, that's not what I'm telling. That's not the story. And the same way you could have a person that can look at the sun rising and the sun setting, and can look at the stars and the moon, and he comes up with the wrong story and he says that this isn't that, it's because of this, because of that. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's telling him not Hashem. It's telling him something else. It's telling him a different story. Like you have, and I've spoken about, mentioned many times, not like you have that they used to show the thing, a picture to a person. They used to say, the therapist used to do this. They would show you a picture of the, what's it called, the Rosh Hashanah. What? Rosh Hashanah, yeah. They show you a picture, like a, it could be a, like different things, and then whatever the person says, so then the therapist gets an insight into where this person, so what's the actual picture? What's the actual picture? So I told him once that there was a guy that they showed him all the crazy, they showed him these pictures, no matter what they showed him, he always said some disgusting thing that he saw, a man and a woman. So the therapist said to him, you know, you're a sick guy, you have a dirty mind. And he said, they're not my pictures, they're your pictures. I didn't make those pictures up. But everything he sees, when he looks at that, any picture he looks at in the world, that's what he sees. An alcoholic, everything he looks at, it's a drink. That's it. A guy that's meshuggah with girls, this stuff, everything he looks at is like this Indian. He's meshuggah with this Indian. So and he says, this is the Maisa. And he's telling him, that's not what the story is. That's not what the author intended. You're reading it wrong. Since the Churban, it's very hard for us, with it, even with the Torah that we have, it's hard to read things correctly. It's hard to get the right reading on many things, especially when it comes to looking at the world. When it comes to learning Torah, there also, you have this Reform rabbi and this person, that person, and this one saying Shirim. You can read things that the people are saying Shirim. That's crazy. Mamish, not Bechlal, not the Ratzon Hashem. That a person learns a piece of Torah and he comes out from the piece of Torah, everything is against the Torah. It comes out, it's not Hashem's Baruch said, that's, I wrote that you should come out against the Torah, but I wrote in the Torah you should come out against the Torah. You should come out against the Torah. It came out, so, I would give examples, but I don't have to give examples. Everybody knows this goes on all the time with people who are teaching Torah and claim to be teaching Torah and studying Torah, but they come out with the wrong reading. They're not reading it right. So, it's the same thing with the world. You could read it in an accurate way through the perspective of Chachmas HaKadosh, Kulam Chachmas Yis, and Hashem said, I want you to read it the right way. You could put the letters together the right way. Or you could be dyslexic, La'alena, and you could read it the wrong way. You could look at the world the wrong way. You look at the world the wrong way. You look at everything the wrong way, not through Chachmas HaKadosh. You put the letters in the wrong order. The Ayin and the Pei are mixed up. Omer b'fi mashal roa b'neihem. You never heard somebody saying a big talk and a whole drasha, and when you're in the middle, you're listening to it and you're thinking, what is he talking about? I mean, you could be thinking that right now. Could be. What's he talking about? What is that, Bechlau? What is that? Or you have a person that doesn't know Torah at all, and he's telling a person that spent his whole life learning Torah what the truth is. Right? This is the truth. And this is what God... How do you know what God said? What did you learn? What do you know? I'm spending my whole life learning Torah. What are you talking about? The wrong tziruf of the letters. In truth, the damage, what Rav Moshe Shapiro is talking about in this whole Maimer, which is many pages, we're just doing a tiny piece, is this is really the Hemshech. We spoke about this a few weeks ago, by Hanukkah time. This is really the Hemshech of that pulmus, that struggle that we had with Yovan, with Greece. With Chochmas Hachol, that's Greek wisdom, and that we're still fighting that war, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, that Yevanim Nikbetzu Alayis, that war is not over. It's not like when we finished with Haman and they were hanging on a tree. Yevan is not hanging on any tree. Yevan is with us every step along the way. Chachmas Yovan, which is a way of looking at the world, at reality, without prophecy, without nevuah. Without nevuah. I mean, Mela, there could be all kinds of mistaken tziruf from combinations of letters to read things in a dyslexic way. Hashem gave a Jew the nefesh, the das, the seichel, to read things right. To read things the right way. We have that koch. Now, we could have been fed a lot of bad information. People could be raised the wrong way. It's not their fault. But we have the ability, a Jew has the ability to see things the right way. Zos hadas hamitis, the top of the page. Or the screen, whatever you're looking at. V'yadata hayom v'ashivos alavarecha, da'as alakevicha. That you and I, by looking at Torah and by looking at the world, we should come to one conclusion. Abba. Yesh lanu Abba. When we learn Torah, when we look at the world, the conclusion that our das, our seichel, should tell us that what? Abba. There's a father that we have, Avinu Shebashamayim. And v'yadata hayom v'ashivos alavarecha. Da'as alakevicha. To know the Father, the God of our fathers. Halohi had das oyisinu Hashem. To know Hashem. So every flower is a way to know Hashem. Every poem, every work of art, every piece of music is Hashem is saying, Da'as alokei avicha. Da'as alokei avicha. That's Chochmas HaKodesh. Everything is saying Da'as alokei avicha. There's no steer between Chochmas Hashem and Kulam Chochmas Isa, the world and Hashem. There's no steer. A person looks at the world and he comes to the conclusion there can't be any God. There's no God, because if there was a God, the world couldn't be this way. It couldn't be that my friend would die. It couldn't be that the sun would set. If there's a God, the world wouldn't be like this. So he's reading the world. He's dyslexic. He's reading the world the wrong way. That's how he's reading the world. We understand why you can make that mistake. We feel bad that you made the mistake and all that stuff. But you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. I'm going to say something very, very radical now. I hope you don't get upset with me, especially the chevra over here. That there's a maskana that many women have come out now, that there's that they're now set on a course that they want to make, they want to participate in the next Siyum HaShas. That women want to make a Siyum HaShas. It's a mistake in reading of Torah. It's just a mistake. It's a mistake. It's just a mistake. If they would have learned Gemara since the time that they're little, then they would learn the Gemara properly and they would understand that the Gemara itself is saying that they shouldn't be making a Siyum HaShas. So maybe when they make the Siyum HaShas, then they'll say, oh, I think that was the wrong thing. Maybe after 7.5 years, they'll say, oh, I don't think that was the right thing. Is that the Ratzon Hashem, that women should be making Siyum HaShas? Again, I don't mean, I'm not talking politics, and if you do that, you should be blessed 120. And there shouldn't be any takol chas v'shalom, and everything should be good. But don't go around saying that this is the Ratzon Hashem when it's not. That's a misreading. That was never the Ratzon Hashem. He never expressed such a thing. It's not what the Chazal tells. It's not what the Halacha tells us. Can there be such a thing that a person who's motivated, a woman who's motivated to study Torah Shabbat Peh? There have been such women, very great tzadkaniyos, and there can be such a thing that a woman is motivated to learn Torah Shabbat Peh. But to have a Beit Midrash, and to have poskot, and to have a Siyum HaShas, and to have, that's not coming from a correct reading of Torah. That's coming from other things, which we're not going to right now. It's coming from someplace else. Why that is? Where there's need for that now? And when a woman complains and says, "Why should we be treated any different than men? Why are men allowed to learn this, and not only allowed to, why are men encouraged to learn this, and how could you say to a woman in Tav Shin Pei in 2020 that we're not supposed to learn this?" That question itself is showing that her way of looking at reality is not the reality of Kulam Chochmas Isa. It's not a reality of, it's dyslexic. It's just dyslexic. It's just, it's not evil. It's just sad. It's something like you feel bad. It's reading Abba, Ba. That's all. There's nothing evil about it. It's just a mistake. It's a mistake because that's not what Halacha says, and that's not what the Torah says, and that's not what has been revealed to us through Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbal Peh, that you're supposed to be making a Beit Midrash and you're supposed to be leaving your husband with the kids, and while you become a posek at some place. That's just not it. It's the wrong story. It's partially a mistake. It's a mistake. And that's why the reaction that you have is always on the part of these progressive women, so to speak. The reaction is always, it can't be. How could it be? Instead of going through the sugya, it's a Mishnah and Saita. It's in Ksubis. This is a sugya halacha. Many years ago, 1985, I wrote a thing, the RJJ Journal, like 40 pages long, on this subject of teaching Torah to women. You go through the sugya properly. You learn the inyan properly. And to see, learn the sugya. Don't say, this makes me feel bad. This makes me feel bad. How could it be? Could it be that God would say that I should not be able to learn the Gemara? What are you talking about? Since when is that how we decide halacha? By how you feel. I feel like going to the beach on Shabbos. Therefore, how could it be God told me I have to sit at home? What do you mean? So therefore, I should start a new movement to go to the beach on Shabbos because it makes me feel bad to sit at home? So I feel I should make a same as Shas. And everybody's afraid now. Nobody knows what to do. I know the OU and the RCA and the different, everybody, you know, they're not sure what to do with all of this because you don't want to make the girls feel bad, except for me. You don't want to make anybody feel bad. So you have to say to them, no, of course, we admire that, and we're going to have a whole thing for you, and you're going to get a WhatsApp. You'll be on the app for the chat group for Shas. So stay out. There never was, there never is, never will be such a thing. But people feel bad. So now we have to figure out how to edit Hashem's story and to fit in my story and to make Hashem's story to fit my story. Because I want the story to come out a certain way. You could do that. You like doing that. You could also take Of Mice and Men and make your own ending to the story. I don't remember the name of the two guys, the Lenny and the other one. I remember it's already 50 years ago. You could take the story. You didn't like Steinbeck's ending. You don't like Steinbeck's ending. You're smart. You want to make a different ending to Mice and Men. So fine. You don't like the story how Bereshit, how God wrote Bereshit. You want to write Bereshit's Bara Moshe Kapoya? You want to write Bereshit's Bara? You can make your own story. Don't say Elokim. You can write Bereshit's Bara. You know, Joey Katz. Whatever you want, you can write whatever you like. But it's wrong. That's not the right way to read it. You're dyslexic. You're taking the Isis and you're mixing the Isis up. You're reading it the wrong way. You mean well, you wanted this, all that nice stuff. You have to make everybody feel good, and you have to say, wow, the unbelievable tzaddikus, but you want to make a same as Shas, it's because it's so holy and pure. You're such a big tzaddik. Everybody has to say all these things. It's really gewaldig what you want to do. You know, everybody, to make everybody feel good, because nowadays, if you don't, then you're not validating the person. So we have to validate all the women. Of course, God wants you to finish Shas. He doesn't. It's a wrong reading. And that doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It means there's other stuff that you have to do, not that. That's not for you. How do we know that? It was taught to us in the Gemara. It was taught to us in Shulchan Aruch. It was taught to us by the Poskei Hadaros. And the only people who are disagreeing with that are people who feel bad for the ladies. The ladies themselves and some rabbis who are Amoratzim who feel bad for the ladies and say, no, we have to make sure that the women should know that they're also supposed to be learning Shas. It's a made-up story. It's not the story. It's just made up. A person has to use his das and seichel to understand the story that Hashem has written, not to write my own narrative of Hashem's story. You can make up anything you like. You can write any book you want. Nowadays, people self-publish. You have people going online. They make books online. You can do anything you want nowadays. It used to be you had to show it to some people that had some experience. You write a book. Nowadays, you can write a book on the computer. You can make your own book. You make your own cipher. You can make your own website. Or you can make your own things, Parshas HaShavua, the Parsha, according to Moshe Kapoya. Moshe Kapoya doesn't understand the Parsha, doesn't know how to read Rashi, never read Ramban in his life, and he already has a website with his Divrei Torah. And he sends out, and he goes on saying, I have 4,000 people that are reading my Divrei Torah. It means 4,000 people that are sharing in your dyslexic interpretation of the Torah. I don't mean to say anything bad about dyslexia, I'm only using the Lashon. People have that, it's Rahmanis. You understand. I'm not saying bad about dyslexia. But that's what it is. It's a misreading. And this guy gets up and he's saying, I got 4,000 people listening to my Parshas Shavua. It means 4,000 people are being misled. 4,000 people are reading the wrong ending to the book. It's the wrong story. Can you imagine? You're gonna sit down. What happens tomorrow in shul? The Balkari gets up and instead of reading Elish Shmoiz B'nai Yisrael, he says, Elish Shmoiz B'nai Afghanistan. So I was going to say, B'nai Yisrael. And he says, Afghanistan. What are you going to do with such a guy? Eilish Shmoiz B'nai Afghanistan. Eilish Shmoiz B'nai Canada. And he says, and then instead of saying, you know, Vayomas Parai or Vayomas Yosef, so you read Vayomas Nancy Pelosi. He says, Vayomas Nancy Pelosi. Or Vatomas Nancy Pelosi. So you say, I don't mean anything bad, that something should happen to a person, but she says, that's how I read it. So that's so you're reading the wrong line. So you say, it's the gematria of Vayomas Yosef is Vayomas Pelosi. It's the same gematria. She said, "Give gematria hin in the head." It doesn't say that in the Chumash. So you have people coming out with gematrias and Rashi Tavis, and they come up with any story you want from the Torah. You can look at the Torah and you can come up with any story you like. You can look at the world and you can come up with any story you like. You have to daven day and night that your story should be the same one that Hashem is saying. You understand? Yavan is the one that brought this bilbul more than anything else. A bilbul into the world. That end of Nevuah and the beginning of Chachma Sachol, the Chachma of Aristotle, the Chachma, that Chachma of the world, which means I can read the world the way that I want, not the way Hashem says. I don't believe in Kulam Chachma Sisa. I don't believe in Kedusha Satar, and I don't believe in Kulam Chachma Sisa. I read the world. I want to be able to make a Sima Shas because that makes me feel that I'm as good as my husband, and he's not the only one that should be able to own an art scroll. I also want to use the art scroll, so therefore I'm going to write. My story says that I should be making a Sima Shas. That's my story. That could be your story, but it's not God's story. We have a way of knowing what God's story is. That's not how you, because it doesn't make you feel good to think that you can't do that. That's not how we figure out God's story, by how you feel. It's not a matter of how you feel. That makes you feel bad. You feel excluded. This is going to cause you heartache. That's not how we decide what Chachmas Hashem is. That's Yevonim Nikbetzu Alai. The world of Yavan is, how does this make you feel? What do you think about this? Not with the Seichel Eloki, not with the Nefesh Elokis, not with Chochmas Hashem, not with Chochmas Hashem, but Chochma of Chol, something that's not holy. Just how you feel. I'm sorry, I hope you feel better, but that's not the truth. That's not the truth. It's not Chochmas Hashem. You know what kind of trouble I can get in from this going out in the public? And that trouble that I would get into is just the greatest confirmation of the power that Yovan has over our way of thinking. That's just the greatest confirmation, because how people, there'll be women that if they hear this, they're going to just faint outright. They're going to faint. And they can have some of their rabbis that opened up the Beit Midrash for them, and that they spent their day, raised $1 million to build a Beit Midrash for women. They're gonna faint, or they're gonna write me angry emails that how can you say such a thing, and who are you, and this disgusting how you look at women in such a terrible way, and how could you say so? You know, and it's all very emotional. It's always very emotional stuff. It's never with Mara Makarmis, you know what I mean? It's always very emotional. It's not with. Just say, write the Mara Makarmis, say, I was wrong. It's always emotional. It's very emotional. You could read it this way or that way. Anachnu lochim es hadas hazos shenitna lonu. Our job is to take the das that was given to us. V'anachnu lomacharmis etzmen l'shum dover. No, that's not our job. Our problem is that we take this das that was given to us. Our problem is we take the das that was given to us. We're not attaching ourselves to the truth. We're not connecting ourselves to the chachma, to that chachma that is seeking to be revealed through the words that Hashem has spoken to us. If we just look at the words that we said this morning in davening, an hour ago, not even, 45 minutes ago in davening, we were saying certain words. They were beautiful words. Are we connecting to those words? Are we living those words? Are we mitzarif ourselves to those words? Or are those just words? Words. But we're not mitzarif ourselves. We're not mischabit to those words. Oysa chachma shi chachma shel kulam chachma zisa. So we look at the world, and the world is Hashem's book. Kulam chachma zisa. L'shanachna moitzim lefaneinu oylam v'anach lochim es da'atenu shalom. What do? Instead, we look at the world, and then we use our das to interpret the world. We use our way of thinking. Malbishim osa al hadvar. We take our das. Let's see, they have this sugya. Women and Sima Shas. So I take my opinion, I take my personal opinions and thoughts, Malbishim Oysam al hadvarim, and I enclose that subject in my thoughts, my feelings, that I would be very insulted if I couldn't do this. I enclose that sugya. It's a sugya in the world. It's a sugya in understanding what a woman's role is in this world and what a man's role is in this world. It's Hashem's tire, it's Hashem's will. It's Hashem's way of thinking. But instead, I take my way of thinking, and I now wrap that, my way of thinking, I wrap around this subject that's called women studying Torah or Sima Shas for women. The Toifim is Advarim, and I sew up together, like the parchments of a Sevatar, the Fimi Dasein, according to my measurements, according to my Midas. I make my own thing. And you're not allowed to, and if you say something against that person's Torah, you're not Bikaris. You're not Bikaris. If you say something against that person's Torah, you are Michutz Lamachna. You are no good. You are a bad Jew. You're worse than someone that doesn't shluck a paris, that doesn't clap oshanas. If you don't read the world, my Torah the way that I read it, you're the worst person. You're attacking me. You're not validating me. This is not Hashem's will, and so on and so forth. All these diburim that the world is filled with now ever since the Churban Beis Hamikdash and then the second bias with the oven and so on of Yevanim Nikbetzu Alai. Anachnu malbishim es kol hadvarim es oisat tzur shenimtzes itanu v'kachanu kaltu meisam. We dress everything in the way that we look at it, the way that I want to see it, and I dress everything, and that's why I absorb all of reality according to my the way I want to see it, not the way Hashem looks at it, but the way I want to see it. V'kach anachnu lo mitzarfim es atzmenu la'osa chochma. And by doing that, we're not joining ourselves, we're not attaching ourselves to the Chachma, Chachmas HaKadosh, that Hashem wanted to reveal through this thing that's happening in the world, through this concept, this song, whatever it is. I'm making my own story. I'm writing my own parish. Ha'hevdol ben shnei ha'dvar me'elo hu kemisha makabel sefer mishnad lukro es mashu mechabra kosov. Now, there are two ways of reading a book. One way of reading a book is, I try to understand what the author is saying. That's the traditional way of reading. I try to understand what is the author trying to convey to me. What is the author conveying to me? I try to understand what is he thinking. Now, I can make a lot of mistakes. But I'm trying to understand what is he thinking. And in that way, I join myself, I'm mitzarif myself to the mechaber, to the author, and I'm trying to be mitzarif the oisias, the olive bays, in a way that reads Abba, not Ba, according to what that author intended, to read the book according to what he intended, as much as I can. Obviously, we make mistakes, we don't know the person. That's one way of reading a book. Have shows acheres, another way of reading a book, Ishani lokech es kol abriyakula, or creation, reading creation. I take creation. Vani lo makabel osa kesefer, and I don't look at it as if I'm reading Hashem's book. Ela oisius mufuzaris. I just see it as like oisius mufuzaris, letters all spread out, and I can be mitzayef the letters any way that I want. You know, it was not a story, not a specific tale, not a specific idea, concept, or message to try to understand what the mechaber is writing, but I just see letters. The way a person who's dyslexic sees letters. Luchos shvurim, broken luchos. For oisius parchas ba'avir, and oisius that are hovering in the sky. When a person's not able to read, that's how they see the letters. Vani mitzarev es ha'oisius kiritzoni sheli, u'kefi ha'nireli. And then I put those letters together according to the way I want them to come out. So I wanted this to come out. We are looking forward to celebrating the next Sima Shas together with you, Chai Shprinza. You should be well and everything should go well and you should become a big Bikia Bishas and a big Posekis and a big Milumedes and so on. Again, I'm not saying that there's no such thing as a woman individually learning Torah Shabbat Peh. That's with the right, in the right way, L'Shem Shemayim, with Rishus and going to a tzaddik and speaking about it, but not as a movement or as a public thing or as an institution. I don't want there to be a mistake. So, you come out with the wrong story. The story comes out, you put the Isis letters together, Kiritzoni Shili. the way that you wanted this story to come out. Ukvianirali. And he lo kari b'sefer. It means I'm not reading this book. I'm not reading the book. I'm just putting letters together, grabbing the letters. The letters are all the same letters. But I'm just being mitzarif the letters in a different way. I'm just spelling different things with the same letters. I'm spelling different things. It seems to me, Hashem created the world as a sefer. It says in Sefer Yetzirah, and he's the sefer, and there's a sipur, there's a story that he's telling, and the story is the story of Das Elokei Avicha. The story is the story of Abba. That's the story. But the Isis, you can do whatever you want with them. Barlam Baros Habriya Kasefer, Kamasha Kosov, Vinagarlu Kasefer Shamayim. The heavens are unrolled like a Megillah. All of the world is like a Megillah that is opened up. The heavens, the earth, everything that exists is Hashem's Megillah. It's a Sefer. Habriya, he's Sefer. Ubari Harlam Kosov Sefer, Isis, and Surafas. And Barish Lam wrote the world with the Isis in the right, in a certain order. The Isis of the world were written in that order by Hashem. Im onu misamtsim, if we really work hard, onu yuchon likros et tzirufi Isis shabai ha'olam kavabon, then we can read the letters according to the way the author wrote them. Then we can read the story the right way. If we work very hard, if we work very, very hard, because even people who are learning Torah could, all of us, we could make big mistakes. We have to work very hard and to receive the readings from our rebbeim and our ancestors and so on, to read things in the right way, the way Hashem wrote them. But the nature of a human being is to want to take every letter separately, and lahafrid es ois and oisius ksuvais, and to separate these letters, letzarfais and commercial nachna rotsim, and to put them together the way that I want, they should come out spelling what I want. So the Torah should spell what I want. And the world should tell the story that I want to hear. That should be the way that I want to hear. That's the story that I see in the world. That means I'm just taking the letters and I'm putting them together and making my own story. That's all. This is the true difference between the two ways of thinking. What we're learning in Rav Kook, between Chochmas HaKodesh and Chochmas HaChol. This is the difference. Chochmas HaKodesh and Chochmas HaChol. There's no war. That's what Rav Kook was explaining. There's no war. What are you making a war? What kind of a war is it? It's just a mistake. If you're just reading it wrong. There's no war. It's a mistake. So I have la hamiti ben shtei tzuras hadas. Das shehi nevuah. There's a way of thinking that comes from the world of nevuah, of prophecy, which Hashem reveals that when we were zeichet to have nevuah, we don't have it now. Shehi das shekoletes, the way of nevuah is a das that's koletes, and each one of us could be nevi'im. We're nevi'im, b'nei nevi'im, we could all be nevi'im. We have the ability to become nevi'im. And when Mashiach comes, eshbach hazruchi, all of us are going to be nevi'im. V'nu is b'neichem, b'nei sechem, it says in the Navi, all of us are going to be saying nevi'is. Every one of us. It means that then we're going to be marching to Hashem's niggun. We're going to be reading the book in an accurate way according to what the author wrote in the book. Into what the author wrote. Not my story that I wrote on the title of it, Torah. But Hashem's Torah. And that's what the last thing that Hashem told the Davi Malachi was, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. There are going to be a lot of people going to try to write new Torahs. Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. Remember the tziruf that I gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember the story that I gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Because many people are going to change that story over time. And they have changed the story. The Sefer Shekvar Kosev. Our job is to be part of that story that was already written a long time ago. And Hashem wrote in there everything. And we try as hard as we can to read it, to read the story, and to understand it. Not to make up a new story because it makes me feel good. This is the story that I want to hear. So instead of Eilish Shmeis Bnei Yisrael Aborim Mitzrayim, I read a different story. But it says over there, Vayomas Yosef Chalav Chalaru, and I don't want Yosef to die. I feel bad that Yosef. It makes me feel bad. No, I feel very bad when I read the words Vayomas Yosef. It makes me feel bad, so I don't read it like that. I have to read something else. I don't want to say Vayomas Yosef. I say something else. I make the Isis, I take the same letters of Vayomas Yosef, and I make it a different story. Why? Because Vayomas Yosef is too hard for me to bear. I can't read Vayomas Yosef. I love Yosef Hatzadik too much. I can't stand to see where it says Vayomas Yosef. It hurts me. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write something different. Well, I'll take the Isis, Vayomas Yosef. I'll even start off the Isis and I'll come out to something else. We do that all the time. I don't want these letters are too hard for me. It's too hard for me, these letters. It can't be that Hashem said that Yosef died. It can't. It's too hurtful to me. It hurts me too much. So I'm going to take the letters and I'll make it a different story. That craziness comes to us from Yavin. That's the hemshech of our war with Yavin, to read things the right way. And the translation of the Torah into Greek is part of this whole milchama. You understand? That's why there was darkness that came for 3 days into the world. Well, what's the big deal? The Torah is translated into Greek. It's the translation means all that we're talking about. It means a misreading of the Torah. It means taking the Isis and making a different story. Weren't you ever in a situation? Can you imagine how Hashem? Try to imagine a little bit of how Hashem feels. Didn't you ever have a situation where you said something to somebody, and the person totally misinterpreted what you said? Doesn't that happen to you all the time? You're trying to say something that you thought was like very nice and very helpful, and then you get like a whole mishaberach, and you don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. And he said, "No. That's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying." And then, because I was misinterpreted. So that's not even the tiniest little infinitesimal, tiniest little piece of the Baruch Shalom, the Kivyachal. The Baruch Shalom is saying, the Baruch Shalom gets off the phone and says, that's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying. How could the, a guy walks out of yeshiva and he says, I'm finished with Yiddishkeit, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. The Rebbe said this to me, and I hate this, and I hate Gemara, and I hate my Rebbe, and I hate Yiddishkeit. And who could even serve a God that gave us such a crazy religion? And the Baruch Shalom is saying, whoa. I never said that. That's not what I said. And this kid's walking out, I never want to put on tefillin the rest of my life. I'm not going to open up a sefer the rest of my life. If that's what God said, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And the Baruch Shalom is saying, I said that? I never said such a thing. I never said that. That's what Rabbi Nachman said to the person, the same God that you don't believe in, I also don't believe in. He said to the Maskil, I also don't believe in the God you don't believe in. The religion that you're talking about is not it's not Yiddishkeit, it's something else. See, you have all these chever walking out of yeshiva, walking out of school, and they don't want to be frum, they don't want to keep mitzvahs, and they're angry because they heard from some Rebbe the wrong story. Or they themselves took the story, the Rebbe told a good story, and they took it and they made it into the wrong story. Either way, it could be the Rebbe said the wrong story. It could be the Rebbe said a good story. But the kid's dyslexic and he got the story wrong. But Ben Kach, the kid's blaming it on the Torah. And he comes out and he says, that Torah is Hashem. And the Baruch Shalom is saying, I never gave such a Torah. I never said such a thing. I wanted you to, I gave Torah, Yiddishkeit should be geschmack, should be gewaldic. I never gave Torah, you should be walking around with a hijab or something. You got ladies walking around in Yerushalayim dressed like Arabs. I gave, who told you such a mice like that? I gave a story like that? And the other people look at this and they say, this is what Judaism is. I don't want to have any part of it. This is what Judaism is, to walk around with a shmap like that? That's Yiddishkeit? That's not Yiddishkeit? The Baruch Shalom is saying, I never gave such a Torah. You're saying somebody else's story, it's not my story. Now I'm giving very extreme examples, but we do this all the time. In much more subtle ways. We tell the story the way we like. We have to daven all the time to ask the Baruch Shalom for help, that we should always put the Isis together in the way that he wants us to. That we should read the story the right way, according to the Nevi'im, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, according to the Tzaddikim. We should read it the right way. We should understand that Hashem's Torah is good. And Hashem's not like Rabbi Leib always says, when there's a hard parish in the Torah that says strong things, the Rabbi Leib always says, you think that Hashem wants to hurt Jews? Hashem doesn't want to hurt Jews. So I mean, but it looks like it's hurtful. This stuff is hard. So we have to try to understand Hashem's story. It means we're not getting it right.
The author loves us. The author loves us. The author loves us. The author never ever stops thinking about us. So if you came out with a different conclusion, it means you're reading it wrong. It's a wrong reading. Hashem is should help us that we should put the letters together in the right way, and that Eicha should be fixed, and we should come back to Yerushalayim, maybe Amen. 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 Amen.